Illinois was settled in two directions, from the upland south and by Yankees from the north and east. The early population advantage was from the south. Accordingly, why didn't Illinois end up a slave state?
Well, I'd say the quick answer to that is the Northwest Ordinance. Illinois was part of the Northwest Territory. It went through a couple of divisions before it finally became a territory of its own, and then later a state. But in the Northwest Ordinance, there was a prohibition against the introduction of slavery into the territory. There were provisions to protect or sort of grandfather existing slavery into the area. But the idea that perhaps slavery would be overtly outlawed provided something of a filter on the choice people made. As they moved to the West, if you had slaves, it seemed safer perhaps to cross the river into Missouri, where there was no doubt about slavery.
Wasn't there a little bit of doubt, though? You mentioned that there's a congressman from New York who expressed some concerns before the vote on statehood for Illinois that there wasn't enough protection against slavery in Illinois for it to be really legit. Now, you also note he didn't get a lot of support for that, but at least it was in the public record.
Oh, yeah, very good point, because there was quite a bit of doubt. And that's why I say the quick answer is the Northwest Ordinance, because it shaped the mix of people just barely in favor of outlawing it. And actually, from the year 1822 to the year 1824, there was an ongoing debate about having a special convention to amend the newly written Illinois Constitution. It was only a few years old, and it had in effect finessed the idea of slavery so that Illinois could quickly gain statehood. Right after that, people in favor of slavery wanted to change that, and it was a close call. The debate was quite contentious. There was a fair amount of violence in the area, and the vote went in favor of upholding the prohibition against slavery. But it was a near thing.